Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. If you're new here, check out the page for BBS Radio for my show so that you can see what this show is all about, because I know I have a lot of repeat listeners here, and people who know about the cards and about what I do. If you are on the page on BBS Radio, The Mystic Oracle, then I want to bring something to your attention. I'm offering a special today. Today is the Ten of Diamonds Day, and it's a day of blessings. And so I'm giving you a blessing just for my listeners today. And that is a discounted rate for private sessions, for 1 hour private sessions. So if you look on the page where it says personal sessions with Sharon Jeffers and you click on that link, then you will go to the page that has my personal sessions listed on my website. And in red letters right there in front of you, it says radio show special, click here. And that will take you to the page. I'm only offering 10 of these simply because I don't have time for more than that. So letting you know that now, and I'll bring that up again later. So I will be taking calls. Before I take calls, I want to talk a little bit about that. I am not a fortune teller, although I can look and see what people's futures hold for them in this scientific, mathematically based system. I'm not laying cards out. And my interpretations are coming from things that are written in time, because the card deck was originally a calendar. And this calendar is the matrix of time. And when we were born, we landed in a very specific spot in that matrix to hold intentional energies, to embody them. Whether we're conscious of them or not, we embody them. And each one of our energies is in constant interaction with all the other energies in this matrix that we call time. And this is what the work that I do is all about, helping you understand your true nature, the energies you embody, that which lives within you, which desires to be expressed, where you are in time right now, and what the influences are that are working with you. So for me, it's very specific. And my work is mostly focused on, you know, self-mastery and transformation through personal alchemy. So this is work I've been doing for decades. I can't believe the decades keep piling up, but they do. It's hard to believe it's August. Hello? How did we get to August already? Time is such an interesting thing, isn't it? It's like it exists and it doesn't exist. It's like all of time exists in the moment. And I do have three people waiting on the phone, so perhaps I will start with Francis. And Doug, if you're listening to me there in the studio, if you could get people's month and day of their birthday and their age. When you call in, people, tell Doug, you know, my birthday is this month and this day, and I am presently this age, because that saves me a lot of time. So, Francis, are you there? This is Sharon. Where are you calling from?
Canada, Ontario.
Okay, we have a little delay. What's your birthday?
Okay. August 3rd, 58.
Oh, seriously? Exactly. Today's your birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday. So what age are you turning today?
55.
So happy birthday to you. You're the Ten of Diamonds, Leo Ten of Diamonds. So you've got a whole new year in front of you. And unless you have a specific question, I'm just going to give you a quick little view of what I see happening for you.
That would be nice.
Okay, good. So this is a time when you're going to feel like you want more fulfillment in your life. This is going to start, you, if you aren't already feeling it, but it starts today with your birthday, this influence. It's a time for you to really focus on your inner world, okay? Things may not go as you thought they were going to go. If you have made any plans in the last couple of months or set some intentions or whatever, things may happen in a very different way. And it's most important for you to really allow life to unfold rather than trying to make things happen the way you think they're supposed to. Because if you do that, it's going to create some stress, to say the very least. So this is a year of very serious transformation for you. And if you feel frustrated or disappointment or anything like that, it's because you're not listening to life and you're not allowing life to guide you in the direction it wants to. Wants to take you to put you more in line with your destiny and your dreams and what it is you really want for yourself. So that's a place that you need to put your intention, your attention, actually. You understand?
Yes.
So
yes.
Your values are going to be changing. It's, do you do meditation or anything like that?
Yes.
Well, this would be a time to be more connected with yourself in that way, to dive deeper. Do you have health issues going on?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to look at you're at the end of a 7-year cycle. This is the last year of a 7-year cycle that you started at age 49. So,
okay.
This year is all about completion of that cycle and the preparation for the new cycle that you're going to be going into on your next birthday 1 year from now. So this year, it's very important for you to bring together your spiritual and material values so that the guidance that you live your life by is clearly what you believe in. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a specific question you want to ask me?
Yes, I do.
What is that?
I wanted to ask about my youngest daughter. How she will make out knowing that she's pregnant.
What's her birthday?
February 4th. 91.
So how old is she? I don't want to do math. I don't have time for math.
I think 23.
I think 23, 91 from 13. She's probably 22. You think she's 22?
Well, I don't do math well either. I have 4 children. It's hard to keep track of them all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, let's see. Jack, 10, 9, 8 of spades. Well, it's sort of part of her destiny to be having babies right now. So it could be a blessing. It feels like it's a blessing, actually. So you might want to support it in that way, okay?
Okay.
It's a blessing. The baby is a blessing. So support her in whatever ways you can with love, acceptance, and encouragement to know that she's going to be taken care of. Okay? Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye. Steve, are you there? Steve, January 9th. Five of Spades. Hello?
Yes, I am. Hi, yes. Five of Spades, me. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Sharon.
Yes.
How are you? I have a specific question.
Okay.
Okay. I'm working with a Grand Solar Spread 6.
Uh-huh.
And the reason, and that's a seasonal, 13-day seasonal spread for me. And
you
I'm looking
a three-month cycle? Do you mean a three-month cycle?
No, 13-day cycle.
Well, there's no such thing. The 13-day cycle exists
within a three-month cycle. Well, yeah. And so I'm in the Mars run at between August 5th and August 17th.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what I wanted to see if you could look at that spread and let me know if there's an indication that I should be picking up a German Shepherd who I only know about from a rescue group that's down in Santa Paula, California. Santa Paula is a two of hearts. And the dog's name, that's the only thing I know, is Maggie. Except I've seen some great pictures of this dog, and now whether there's anything in there that says I could commit to partnering with a German Shepherd dog. How's that for a question?
Oh my God! Seriously?
Seriously, and I've
I don't have time to do this on the radio.
Oh,
you need to contact me off the air because this is too much to look at, and it's not just about your three-month cycle. You need to look at, this is what I'm going to tell you to do as my student. You need to look at the lunar cycle because this is more the emotional, environment that's going on. So you look at your lunar cycle right now, you look at your 52-day cycle, and then you look at this whole chart, not just the days that you're in right now, because you've got the Nine of Clubs in Pluto. So you need to be careful with what you're doing so you don't end up disappointing yourself or the dog.
Right.
But look at your lunar cycle and get back to me.
Okay, can I do that today?
No, you can call back on the radio after you tell me what you found yourself, okay?
Oh, okay.
Or email
me. Nice hearing your voice. Good talking to you.
Really
Thank you.
Okay, darling, bye. Okay, Mary, you're on line 4, and your birthday is 10/26, which means you're the Nine of Hearts, King of Clubs, yes?
Yes.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Nine of Heart, King of Clubs. Hello.
Hello, and you're 52.
Can you...
What would you like to know?
Sorry, Sharon.
That's okay.
Well, if my finances are going to be okay this year.
Well, it looks like things started out a bit questionably and didn't go the way you thought they were going to go after your birthday. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was about you aligning more with your real values and your intentions and getting them on the same page. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I sure did.
Okay. So you're pretty far along in this year now. And you've had the Nine of Spades in Pluto all year, which has, you know, the Nine of Spades is called the death card with good reason. And when it's in Pluto, it's, you know, going to dig down deep and uncover things that are buried and maybe ignored or not dealt with and bring them up to the surface so that you go through major transformation. This year has been very much about transformation and shifting your awareness for you to align with your vision. But that Nine of Spades has been all over you and unpredictable. I mean, the way it's sitting, maybe even somebody you know died this year or will before your birthday. But, you know, this is the energies that I see in your card are really about you getting clearer and clearer with your intention. So financially, things are going to be a result of how clearly your values and your actions are aligned. Is this making sense to you, darling?
It sure is.
I mean, because your thinking appears to be going through a lot of changes, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And, you know, I can tell you in this short little reading that, you know, when you have your next birthday, there's going to be a huge shift in the energies. But what I see right now is that one of the things you're learning about, besides what I just told you, well, you seem to be going through a lot of perceptual shifts. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so you have sixes coming out your eyeballs here, age 52. And what this means is this is a time when you are bringing everything into balance in your life, your relationships, your way of thinking, how you take action with what you choose to do or plan to do or want to do. All of this is being readjusted. This is a year when, you know, out of these adjustments and your alignment with your values, when you align your values and your actions, you actually, you know, are expanding and positioning yourself for good fortune to come. But I can see right now that there are a lot of changes and sometimes they're unpredictable, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been
so
through a
lot. Wouldn't worry. I'm going to suggest a book to you.
Okay, good.
Do you have something to write with?
Yes.
The book, and everybody, if you've got money stuff going on, get this book. The book is called Busting Loose from the Money Game. And the author is Robert Sheinfeld, I think. But it's Busting Loose from the Money Game. Get that book.
Okay.
All right?
Perfect. I sure will, because I've been doing a lot of reading this year, and you know, the past, like, 5 years has been horrible, but...
Well, you've been in a 7-year cycle that, you know, let's see. Yeah, sometimes, you know,
Thank
but
you
there's
sure.
always there's always a high side to these things. So
yeah,
keep your chin up, darling. Learn about
I will. Thank you, Sharon. And I enjoy your Facebook page and all your cards. And thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Mary. Bye. So we have Marcia on line 3.
Hi.
Hi, Marcia. So you wouldn't tell anybody your
Great
age.
To hear your voice. No, that's the secret here. I actually have a global question for you.
Global.
In keeping
okay,
with
let's
my,
go global.
Yeah, it's well, in keeping with my Ten of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. basically, I've been really affected, and I've noticed a lot of people being affected on Monday with all of the planetary events, portal for the divine feminine energy coming in through the sacred geometry, the grand sextile, you know, with the Star of David and the Merkaba stuff going on. And I wanted to hear what you said about that in terms of, you know, July 29th, last Monday, when this occurred, is the Queen of Hearts Day. And I just wanted to hear what you had to say of that. I know the Queen is all about inner workings.
Well, the Queen of Hearts is the perfect individual when she's manifesting in her highest form. When she's expressing her enlightened self, she's the perfect human. And July 29th was a Leo, so it was a double queen day. The Queen of Hearts and the Queen of Clubs were governing that day. I know if people subscribe to other teachings of this system, you think that the Six of Spades was the moon or the, I don't know what you think. Oh, that it would be a double Queen of Hearts day because it's Leo, but that's not true.
Leo.
The Uranus card in the life path is the planetary ruling card for Leo, and because Uranus is the higher octave of the sun. So if you don't believe that, observe
it. I believe it.
Well, no, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to other people. I know you believe it because I drummed it into your head. That day was a double queen day, you know. It was a portal of Neptune opening up, which is, you know, the portal to the other realms, that which is not seen, the other side, and that which is possible, and to our dreams and our visions. And then the Queen of Clubs was there to make sure, you know, we move with that. We bring that into form through our self-awareness. You know, to me, and I know when the astrological things, when the planets line up and form different things, they're very powerful moments in time. And I also feel that each and every day is that for us. You know, each and every day is a portal. And when we approach each and every day as the portal that it is, then it empowers us to be in alignment with time, to be more resonant with the changes and influences that are happening. There's so much going on right now. You know, I mean, I don't even know what's going on, but there's a lot going on, not just astrologically, but also with the planets themselves and the sun.
Yeah.
I mean, the sun's got a spot, you know, almost a third its size that's completely burned out right now. And, you know, the weather's changing and weird and wonderful, and everything is shifting, and a lot of people are really being thrown off balance right now because they're not grounded in their own nature and essence. So these energies that were manifesting on the 29th, you know, I mean, these are two powerful queens, the queen who wears the crown of love and compassion, and the queen who wears the crown of intuition and self-knowing. And I think it's, of course, interesting that that astrological event happened on the day when these two queens are governing, because I really feel that this oracle is governed by the feminine. And that's not an agreement that many men that work with this system would subscribe to. Not all of them, but a couple of them that are prominent. And but it's obvious when you look at the soul spirit spread, the natural order of the cards, that it's the queens who are in the position of power and command. And they're flanked by the jacks and the kings. So anyway, that being said, that's just my thing. And I don't expect anybody to believe what I say. You know?
Well, I really like that you say to treat each day as a portal, because really that's why you're doing a card each day, brings us into the present, and you know, where we're actually looking at the influences that are occurring in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good. And I do know a lot of people who are really out of sync during this period of time. I feel slightly off balance, but I feel very, you know, I'm an Aquarius, so I love Leo energy. But it feels like there's a lot moving just in this time period right now, with the full moon just being over not too long ago, and then this other stuff happening.
Well, intuitively, we're in the heart suit. Well, we were in the heart suit. We're in the diamond suit now, but intuitively, I felt that there was a huge shift and adjustment this week. And it was almost like, you know, a cosmic earthquake was produced. And, you know, I think it was shaking everything in all of us energetically. I mean, I saw people just go right off the deep end. It was like, hello? Where, what happened? So, you know, I grew up in California and I lived there a lot of my life. And when there's a big earthquake, everything is shifting and there's nothing certain. And you are so aware of that. And I like it. It's incredible to me. But it does change everything. And I would always notice after an earthquake, if I'd be driving on the street or the freeway, I could feel that the meridians or the energetic lines, the ley lines, whatever, all these different streams and paths, that even the lines that had been created by the cars driving in those lanes had shifted. And it would be hard, you know, for a few times after an earthquake to stay in the lane driving, because the energy had moved, you know. It had moved the energy that had been, you know, imprinted there by people traveling. So I think that's part of what happened on Monday, is it was such a huge energetic shift when that portal opened, that a lot of people felt the imbalance of that. The problem with us as humans, I think, one of the problems that we sometimes experience is things will be happening and we'll feel them and we think it's us. Like, you know, a bomb gets dropped in Iraq and 5,000 children are killed because they're Saddam's wolf pack. And suddenly we're all impacted with this horrible emotional grief or sorrow or sinking feeling of love. We have no idea what just happened, because nobody's going to tell us they did that. And, you know, and we think, oh, there's something wrong with me. And I think the time that we're in right now is a time that's really important to start moving our conscious awareness into a more impersonal space, so that we can be healing and holding the space of, you know, kindness. You know, I love the Buddhic prayer, may all beings be happy, may all beings be free, may all beings be liberated. And I have this CD that I play in my car when I'm in my car. It's the chant of Metta. And it's so beautiful. You know, may I be free of suffering. May my family be free of suffering. You know, I mean, it's just beautiful music, and over this wonderful chant of, it really needs to permeate. It's not going to get easier right now. I think, you know, there's a building of pressure like a volcano right now in the world. And I think it's going to be a beautiful emergence that takes place. And I also really feel that we need to realize it's not about us so much as individuals. We are a whole. I mean, that's what I love about this oracle, you know. I always look and go, well, if we were playing a card game and any one of these cards was missing, we couldn't play the game. We couldn't play the game. That's how important each one of us is. We're all pieces of a very beautiful puzzle. And as we become more self-aware of who we really are, what our nature is, and the energies that we embody, which is exactly why I do what I do. And like you said, the card of the day, it's like, okay, here's a little glimpse of what could be on this day, the gift that this day brings, or the portal that it opens, whatever happens to be going on, you know. Today it's the portal of gratitude. Gratitude opens big, wide, yummy things for us, you know. So I appreciate your thoughts and your call.
Well, thank you. The one thing that I got from my meditation and my work on Monday was that we are a portal. I know I am a portal. I know that this energy is moving through me and with me, and I mean, like, that it's everywhere, and we're all a part of that energy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, your soul card, you being the Ten of Spades, is the Queen of Hearts, and the Queen of Clubs sits right behind you. So I could see how you would be resonating, you know, with what's going on relative to that day and what's happening right now. It's significant for you.
It feels huge. And when you did my birthday reading, you said, I'm going to go through so much transformation, I probably won't recognize myself by the end of my year. This is true.
And you're only halfway through.
I know. I love it. Thank you so much, Sharon.
You're very welcome, Marcia. Lots of love to you.
Love to you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Lots of love to everybody here today. I'm offering a special today. I only have 10 spaces for this. If you're on the page on the radio site, on my Mystic Oracle page, and you click on the link for personal sessions with Sharon Jeffers, it'll take you to a page that says radio show special. Click here, and you can order this special that I'm offering, which is like $100 off. So, but there's only 10. I hope I did that right so the numbers change when they go. So anyway, I am now going to talk to Nancy on line 2, who had her birthday. Yes. Oh, no. She's on line 2, and her birthday is August 19th. Nancy, are you there?
I'm here, Sharon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm kind of lost, I guess. I moved from one country, from Europe, to back to America, and nothing is feeling right, and I'm trying to decide if I should go back with my love life and financial. I'm going to start crying here. Sorry.
Take your time.
I can't hear you?
Yeah. So your birthday is August 19th?
Yes, it is.
And is your age 67?
it is.
Okay. So when did you make this decision to do this, darling?
Well, I was with my partner, my sweetheart, and I found that he was texting and talking with his ex-girlfriend, and so I just up and decided to come back to America, but he's so sorry, he wants me back, and...
When did this happen?
About 9 weeks ago, I'd say.
Uh-huh. And that's
it happened to me. I'm sorry. It happened in April when I discovered it, and I left the end of April. Arrived here, I think, April 27th or something of that nature.
Oh, okay. So are you turning 67, or you're 67 already?
I'm 67 already. I feel like 42, though, you know.
I understand. I understand the feeling younger thing. I'm mostly 5 years old myself. So you are the seven of clubs. You're the Leo seven of clubs. Well, so what do you want to do? What is your heart telling you?
My heart wants to go back, but I don't know if the trust thing now, it's going to be really hard.
Well, you have... Was he...
We were together 6 years. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Well, you're in Neptune until your birthday. So this is what I'm going to suggest. Because it's hard to be really clear when we're in Neptune. And often we make decisions that are not the best decisions for us. And I'm not leaning in either direction with the decision thing. I mean, for me, I think it would be good if I was with a man if he had somebody else to occupy him half the time. But that's just me. We're all different. So let's see. You're Leo, two of clubs. It's been an interesting year for you, I would think, where disappointment wasn't, you know, could have been popping up here and there in different ways. And part of that has been about you, you know, letting go of old ways of thinking and being. When you have your birthday on the 19th, things will really shift for you in a big way. What's your boyfriend's name? I mean, birthday.
January 6, 1960.
Uh-huh. January 6. Uh-huh. So he's the eight of spades. Okay. So the eight of spades and the seven of clubs. Oh, what a wonderful relationship for communication and connection. Two of clubs. Love those relationships. So you're going to have some indecisiveness after your birthday. However, you also have a lot of cards that will make you feel stronger and clearer than you feel right now. And if I were you, if you can, I would wait until you have your birthday to make any decisions. Because you're going to have a lot more clarity and you're going to know what you want. You know, right now it's not only an emotional time because of what happened, it's also an emotional time because of the cards that you have. There's a lot of uncertainty that's roaming around. So this would be a really good time for you to just dive very deep into yourself. Think about your life. Think about what you want more than anything. And, you know, the trust thing has to be, it's a tricky thing, especially for women. I think it's a tricky thing for men, too. And I don't know what to say about that, you know, because for each of us, it's very different. But if you, you know, if you don't feel good where you are, I would do some really deep soul searching, some meditation, some writing. Really just take the next, how many days till your birthday? Today's the 3rd. So you've got a couple of weeks till your birthday. Really search your soul right now.
Okay.
And, you know,
when you don't know all, first time in my life, I don't know what I want. It's going to sound terrible. I've always known what I wanted. I've gone after it and done it. Business-wise, everything. All of a sudden, I don't know what I want.
Well, then I would ask yourself this. In what way have you turned away from yourself? I would explore that because my feeling is that you've run away from something. Not necessarily you haven't gone to, you ran away from. And I think you need to get great clarity about that dynamic in your relationship with yourself, and then you're going to have clarity about what to do. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay. And do you see anything happening financially for me? It's been about 6 years, 7 years.
Uh-huh. Well, that's, let's see, you went into the seven-year cycle you're in, I think, when you turned 63. So I'm going to take a quick look at that. Well, it seems like things are kind of unpredictable. Is that how they've been?
Yes.
Okay. So you are going to be 68. So 63, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So this is going to be a time of tremendous transformation for you. I would stick with that and see what happens. Because I'm not willing to talk about your finances without looking at 3 different charts right now, and I don't have time to do that.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's okay. I appreciate talking with you today so much.
Put yourself on the altar, and, you know, if I were you, I would do what I suggested a minute ago. I think your answers you will find there, okay?
Thank you so much, Sharon. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Alicia. Alicia or Alicia?
Alicia.
Alicia, hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm in my garden, so I'm always feeling good there.
Uh-huh. Where are you calling from?
Yeah. California. Uh-huh. Wilton, California. Yeah.
So what can I do for you, darling?
Well, I've been having a year where I got myself fired from another job. It wasn't right for me. I know that. But I need to support my family and kind of want to see what's up for me. You know, people say you want to do what you love, and I love staying home, but of course, that is practical.
You're 55?
I'm 55, yep.
All right, and you are the 10 of diamonds. You are the Capricorn, 10 of diamonds. Okay, so That's a yes. You just want to stay home and be the queen because your soul and spirit cards are the queen of spades and the queen of clubs. So that works for you, well, I'm sure. But
yeah,
you know, this is a year of transformation for you because you've got the nine of clubs sitting in your house, and that's not easy. That card. That card, you know, it really causes, it asks us to let go of how we think, let go of what we think is supposed to happen, and really allow ourselves to open up to what life is trying to give to us, trying to say to us. You've got some really challenging cards, age 55, and I hate to tell you this, but it's true. And you're sitting in the Six of Spades house, which is why you just want to sit in the garden or work in the garden and dream about life. You don't actually want to participate in it. So that's what you need to do. I mean, it's a time where you should just be, you know, dreaming and giving yourself permission to be in a more visionary, you know, space with yourself, in creative space. And then from there, when you're inspired to take action for however long, it could be 5 minutes or a day, you take that action, but then you give yourself permission to be in your dreaming. However, you might want to focus your dreaming efforts in a specific way so that, you know, you're setting some intention for yourself to go forward. You're restless by nature, so you need to be doing things that always... You have a little bit of an argument going on right now. Part of you wants to be productive, and the other part of you wants to just, you know, have somebody peel your grapes while you look at the clouds.
Yes.
Exactly. So you need to find a balance in there so that you give yourself permission to have your grapes peeled and just hang out and do nothing other than what you want to do. And then when you feel motivated, you move on that and you really act with that energy. If you're in a place where you're fighting between the two all the time, nothing will happen, and you'll just be frustrated. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does. It does. I've been a massage therapist for years, and I'm trying to go back to that and gather up clients.
Don't try to do anything. Look.
Okay.
You get clear about what you... want, because when it's clear inside, then it'll manifest when you make yourself available.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it's, I don't know, I have kids going off to college and all sorts of things going on. I feel like I'm having to let go in a lot of directions.
Well, it's an interesting time for you, and it's really a time where you just need to keep sinking deeper and deeper inside of yourself.
Okay.
And really be clear about what you want, and then it will manifest. It's all it takes is clarity and a decision, and then it happens.
All right, so I have to get clear. I'll get my spiritual Windex out.
Okay, good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Steve, well, no, I don't have time, I don't think. But, Steve, if you're there and you want to call back right now, you can call back right now. So if you would like to take advantage of the reading special I offered, you can do that. Just click on the link. That link will not be existent after today. And if you're not following me on Facebook, come join me at Cards of Destiny. That's it, Cards of Destiny. You'll see it's me. My books are on there. I have two books, Cards of Destiny and Love and Destiny. Do not buy my book for unrealistic amounts of money on Amazon. People are selling my Cards of Destiny book It's temporarily out of print. It's being revised and then republished. And people are selling it for like $900. Well, no one in their right mind would do that anyway. So I have an iPhone app, if you don't know about that. It's in the iTunes store, Cards of Destiny. It's got the same logo as my book. And if you're not getting my card of the day that I send out for free, you might want to do that. You can sign up on my website. My website link is on the radio page. The link is starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi.com. If you want to contact me directly, you can email me at StarofTheMagi@gmail.com. And I want to thank everyone for calling in today. And I will be back on the air in 2 weeks. And I apologize for the weird technical sound things that were happening. Sometimes those things happen. I'm surprised any of this works at all anyway. And I will see you next time. Take care, everybody. Bye.